Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and we have a very special guest on our KGLO live line. It is Kenyon Civils, the captain at the Salvation Army in Mason City. And Kenyon, welcome to KGLO this morning.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to have you on board with us this morning.
Looking like a little cashmere to get you pumped up.
Yeah. We've got some interesting news this week, and I know it's sad for some of us that know you really well, you and Melissa and the kids. You have been reassigned, so you're going to be moving to Indiana, and it really hasn't been that long that you've been in Mason City. It seems like yesterday we were first meeting you. Talk about the whole process again as you now get set to move again with the Salvation Army.
Sure. So, yes, we will finish 3 years at the end of June. And we moved here in June, so it was on that full cycle. We will finish 3 years here in North Iowa. And, you know, sometimes in the Salvation Army, strange things happen. And we received a call, and they said, you know, now is your time. We were not expecting it, but that's okay. You know, when you're in the Salvation Army, you understand this is one of the things that comes with it. And so while we have been grateful to have been here, we will think fondly of North Iowa. This is where both of our daughters have been born. We understand that the Lord calls and the Lord moves, and the Lord has called and moved us to Fort Wayne, Indiana now.
Tell us a little bit about the Fort Wayne situation. That's a much bigger community, and obviously it will bring a much different lay of the landscape for you and Melissa.
Sure. So we do not know everything in terms of what programs and what the scope of the Salvation Army looks like there. But we do know, as you said, Fort Wayne is a little bit bigger for reference for some of the folks around here who may have no idea. Fort Wayne is a little bit bigger than Des Moines. And so that's kind of the size that we are moving into. Obviously, a much bigger town. It is a much bigger situation. But there also is what's called an adult rehabilitation center. There's an ARC. Adult rehabilitation centers are inpatient rehab for men who are, you know, looking to recover from drugs and or alcohol. So there is a center in Fort Wayne. We have no jurisdiction over that, but we do know the folks in the Salvation Army who are in charge of that. So we will try to build some relationships there, but, you know, it's going to be some important work in terms of looking to represent the Salvation Army well, looking to spread the message of who the Salvation Army is, what the Salvation Army does, while also, as we've done here, always looking for ways to help those who are not currently being helped. We have built, in our 3 years here, my wife and I, we've built a lot of relationships, and I hope, at least we've made the effort, to meet some needs that were not being met and to give some support to people where, you know, they just needed a little extra support. And we will certainly have that mindset and that philosophy as we move on to Indiana.
If you could, just kind of look back over the last 3 years, maybe, because when you came into Mason City, you you're in the same scenario. You didn't know an awful lot about what was happening in Mason City with the Salvation Army. But what were some of the high points for you that you and Melissa and the staff at the Salvation Army, what you'd been able to accomplish over the last 3 years?
Sure. So one was the store. For those of you who've been around North Iowa for a long time, and you may have shopped at the store when we moved out to the west side of town, where it was near Menards. Unfortunately, that was not really doing well, and we actually, the Salvation Army, had a little bit of debt. And so that debt is gone, so that's good. The current thrift store, it does pretty well. We certainly think it can do better, and you know we owe that to the support of the folks here in North Iowa, but it has done well, and it has grown in our time here. You, Tim Fleming, are on our advisory board, and I think our advisory board, maybe, and you would even attest to this, maybe there's half the people are new, and I think we have a wonderful group of men and women who are committed to the Army and who want to see the Salvation Army grow and flourish here in the area. So that's something that we think fondly of. We've built, and this is kind of true to my nature, we've built a great deal of wonderful relationships with people. And that's what truly matters, whether you are associated with the Salvation Army or not. And we have come to love the folks here in North Iowa. I was just speaking with someone who is with the Chamber of Commerce. And I, when we think back on North Iowa, one of the things that we will think back on is just how friendly, how cordial, how welcoming you all have been to my wife and I, and certainly to Trinity. Eden was born towards the beginning of kind of the social distancing, so there's a lot of people who've never met her, but have expressed their, you know, warm wishes for all that. But, you know, your thoughts, your concerns, your prayers for us, they have not gone unnoticed, and we will forever be grateful for it.
Kenyon, you know the people that are coming in, you know who they are. They're going to come in to take your place here. It's basically a swap, as it looks like. The people from Fort Wayne, Indiana are coming to Mason City, and you're going to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, their names are majors, or their title is major, and that's just based on years of service. We are captains, they're majors. But their names are Majors Jeff and Letty Kroll. They're a bit older than us. They have adult children. So, but they are incredible people. Melissa and I have gotten to know them in our time in the Salvation Army when we've been in other places. And, you know, Jeff is one of the coolest guys, one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And he's just down to earth. He's really chill, but has a servant heart. When they were actually stationed for a period of time in St. Paul, and one of the folks who is associated with the Salvation Army here, he had surgery. I think he had a pacemaker put in. And when him and his wife got out of the hospital, it was the middle of winter, and their car wouldn't start. I actually called Jeff to see if he might be able to help them. So Steve is the gentleman's name who is here in North Iowa, and when I told Steve that it's Jeff and his wife who are coming, he was overly thrilled. Jeff is a great servant of the Lord, and you know, for those of you who have ever met Melissa, so many will say that she is so sweet, and Letty is very sweet as well. She's caring and compassionate, a gentle soul. She loves to smile and laugh, and we honestly believe and feel North Iowa is getting a great group of a great couple, and you know, in some ways even an upgrade, and that's not to slight us or anything like that. They're just wonderful people, and We think that you guys will be the beneficiaries of some wonderful leadership.
You are being way too kind there. I know. you've really been a good guy for me to work with, and Melissa too. You two have been really, really influential in a lot of ways at the Salvation Army. So from my standpoint, I just want to say thank you for your years of service in our community, and wish you very well in your years of service ahead of you in your next stop, which, as I was explaining to someone earlier, it's not a lot different than a lot of pastors, priests, what have you, that move after a series of times. They get moved location to location, is it?
No, it's not. And the Salvation Army, its longer history, it was started in 1865 on the eastern side of London, but the founder, it was William and Catherine Booth. William Booth was an itinerant preacher, and so he, that mindset as an itinerant preacher, he never had anywhere that he really stayed put that long, and the Salvation Army's model is when you know you're only in a place for a finite amount of time, the hope, the emphasis is that you will work to lead as many people to the Lord or deeper into the Lord as possible. We are a Christian organization. We are a church as well. And so everything we do is out of that bent. And Melissa and I, we certainly fall into that category as well. The greatest desire of our heart is that people would know Jesus, either for the first time or greater. And we hope we've done some of that here, that they've seen Jesus working. And so as we move on, you know, we understand, again, we're only in a certain place for a certain amount of time, and we will have that same mindset as we go to Indiana, as we trust. Jeff and Letty will have that same mindset when they come here.
Kenyon, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate working with you and Melissa through the years. One final question from me. Do they have pickleball courts for you out there?
You know, I've already looked that up, and they do have pickleball. They also have ultimate frisbee, so I'll be in luck.
I knew you would. Kenyon, good to talk to you this morning.
Take care, Tim.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. Kenyon Civils, Captain Kenyon Civils, and his wife, Melissa, they will be moving to Indiana in their next assignment. This is AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City, getting it set for all of North Iowa.